This is KUT. The City of Austin has released a new draft of Code Next. That's the ongoing overhaul of Austin's land development code, rules that govern what can be built in the city and where it can go. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
The latest draft of the code went live at 5 p.m. Monday. The release was immediately followed by an open house at City Hall, where staff answered questions from Austinites about the new zoning maps. Joe Pintalian, Austin's interim assistant city manager, says virtually every city department has weighed in on this new draft.
An updated code ensures that all of our land development regulations are brought into the 21st century.
The latest version of Code Next incorporates recommendations made by city staff. Greg Guernsey, director of Austin's Planning and Zoning Department, says the latest draft applies the principles laid out in Imagine Austin, the city's comprehensive plan.
Draft 3 focuses a lot of our development along our corridors and centers, just as it was outlined in Imagine Austin. Austin will continue to grow. The new code will help guide growth in a way that's both beneficial and advantageous for Austinites.
Guernsey says the rules outlined in Draft 3 also make it easier to build backyard apartments. He says that's one way the code aims to add new housing while retaining the look and feel of neighborhoods. The latest version of Code Next also expands the density bonus program, applying it to greater swaths of the city. The program lets developers do things like build a taller development in exchange for affordable housing units.
The capacity for more affordable units has been created, and this will not only help with affordability today, but also in the future.
The previous version of Code Next was seen by some neighborhood groups as a way to increase density, like adding apartments and duplexes in those neighborhoods closest to downtown. Under Draft 3, existing zoning remains largely the same in many of those neighborhoods. Guernsey says the latest draft also fully incorporates Austin's Save Our Springs ordinance and has been bolstered with additional flooding protections. Austin resident Tom Fitzpatrick, who lives near Travis Heights, stopped by the open house. His first impression of the new code was that environmental protections have improved, but Fitzpatrick says he's still wary of the city allowing more housing on major corridors. He says the city seems to have an interest in, quote, pushing the corridor deeper into the neighborhood.
We're very concerned about the density within the central neighborhoods, about the imposition of new entitlements and new residential density inside the core of urban neighborhoods. I don't see that that has changed much since the last draft.
The Austin City Council is scheduled to vote on adopting Code Next in April, though some council members and stakeholders are pushing for a delay. Saida Hassan, KUT News.